Why don't we start, Barry, by you telling me about Precision Pays. What is this website that John Deere is sponsoring now?
Precision Pays is a website to give our customers or potential customers more information on precision guidance systems from John Deere. But not only that, some of the benefits of using that new technology to help them become more efficient in the field and to help them reduce their overall operator fatigue. So there's some real benefits of the precision guidance technology.
How important is precision agriculture at this point in time for farming in general?
Well, in my opinion, it is the newest revolution in agriculture because we basically have the machinery out there, and now we've taken the accuracy of that machinery to a whole new level. Even with the new, what we call Starfire RTK systems, we're getting down to sub-inch accuracy. So we're doing that, and then on top of that, with AutoTrac steering systems, the satellite is basically steering the tractor down the field. We have a new system called iTech Pro, which actually slows the tractor down, lifts the implement up, and even makes the turn at the end of the field. So this total tractor automation by using this new precision guidance technology is bringing more efficiency, more productivity to that farmer working his equipment in the field.
Because this is such a new technology and even changing every day, I guess there's a need for farmers to be able to have as much information as they can possibly get about it.
That's right. And one of the reasons we are working with ZimCom is because they offer a multimedia website that we can update daily if we need to. It is multimedia, so if you have audio interviews or if you have video or if you have good editorial, you can put all media you have on the subject of precision guidance into one site, and so people can use that as a really good resource.
Another good source of information for farmers is farm broadcasters, and I know Precision Pays has been, you've been including a lot of interviews about precision agriculture that our farm broadcasters across the country are doing.
Absolutely. Again, we were able to take a multimedia approach. We're able to explain where the broadcast was done. Maybe it was done at Commodity Classic or different events. Maybe it was done in the cab of a customer's combine or tractor or whatever, and then you get a feel for a real live interview with a known broadcaster to experience what that operator is really going through when he's using the precision technology. That's one of the advantages of this new site. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. We're doing live interviews to really experience what that customer's going through, and of course those broadcasters are bringing that right to somebody that visits that website. So it brings a lot of credibility, in our opinion, to the Precision Pays website.
And besides the website, we've also created a podcast there because a lot more farmers are starting to use iPods and similar type of MP3 players.
That's right. We're looking at all of that new technology to communicate with the customers out there. Just got back from a planning meeting for Commodity Classic next year, which is going to be in Opryland in Nashville, and looking at a lot of the younger operators that are attending the different conventions and some of the tools they're using when they're working in the field. So podcasting could be another useful tool in the future.
I guess this is really important. Besides using the new technology that you're using in precision agriculture, you're using new technology to get the information about new technology out to the farmers.
Farmers, in general, are pretty anxious to embrace new technology if it is giving them an advantage or making them more profitable in their farming operations.
That is Barry Nelson, Manager of Public Relations for John Deere. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.